All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Outside the box with Mike and Leon. Welcome inside episode 6. We do apologize for the delay. The rain has been causing havoc with everything. We're lucky that we can get into the studio. They're rounding up animals outside 2x2 right now, Michael.
Yeah, seriously. I saw Noah himself.
It has been raining like nonstop.
I like
it. What was it, like 3 days, 4 days?
It was gorgeous on Tuesday. Rain Monday.
It rained Sunday.
Sunday, Monday. Wednesday, Thursday. But we need
Tuesday.
The rain. It's been awful.
We need the rain incredibly. You know what the funny thing is, and I guess the only thing I don't like about this is the people that, you know, complain about the rain. I think the one thing, yeah, the rain gets old after a few days, but then having to hear the people complain about the rain. Oh my God, my hair is going to be a mess because of the rain. Would you rather it rain or somebody throw a cigarette butt and this whole place goes up in flames because it was so dry outside?
By the way, you should stop smoking. No, you don't smoke at all. I know. I don't want our listeners to think that. I enjoyed the rain. I had to get up super early today. I had sports. I had to be up at 5. But there is nothing better than this kind of weather, just sitting on the couch and watching TV. It's the best. It's like a hot coffee. Love it.
I'm not a big sleeper.
Love it.
I'm not a big sleeper, but this is the time of year where it starts to get hard to get out of bed.
Yeah.
The temperatures start to drop a little bit.
Much harder.
It starts to rain. It's a little cloudy outside. And you just kind of want to pull the blanket up a little bit tighter and not get out of bed.
I don't like the bed tucked on the sides. I'm like Costanza, that episode of Seinfeld. I need the sheets all ripped off, all the blankets off. I need everything skedaddled everywhere.
You know, most of the time I can't sleep with sheets on me or whatever until I wake up in the morning and I pull them up on top. And so at some point I kick everything off and I'm just laying there on top of the bed and the sheets are off in one pile to the left.
You must
right.
be a you a mover when you sleep?
Oh, I shake, rattle, and roll when I sleep.
Do you ever fall off the bed?
All over the place. Actually, I woke up, I think it was 3 days ago, my right leg is hanging.
They're going to say on the floor.
No, my right leg is hanging off the bed. I'm almost standing, actually. I'm mounted at the bed. My right leg is hanging off, and it was really awkward place to wake up in.
Have we said the name of the show yet?
Yeah, it's Outside the Box with Mike and Leon.
Okay. I'm just double checking. I thought maybe we forgot to say the name of the show. Apologize for missing the show. I thought we were going to have the show yesterday. Got in the studio. We were all set to tape, ready to go, and we got the phone call. And I just got, there are people outside. The same person that told me we had to leave yesterday just walked by the studio.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, salesperson just walked by the studio and gave the eye. So I'm starting to get nervous. But anyway, yesterday that happened. Wow, that was awful timing. Weird. And we had to leave because we had to help tape for a show that's produced on the weekends. But it's taped. During the week, you play it as if live on the weekend.
Yeah, I'd rather be pistol whipped than go through that again. But
well, you might have that option. I'm keeping my eye on that door. Be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it, player.
Well, so we had that. But then let's reset. Let's go back. That was what was that, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go back Tuesday, we tried to do the show.
We had some technical difficulties.
I guess, you have those days when you go into work. Let's say you're an accountant, and you go into work, and you leave work, and you feel like, I didn't do jack, you know what, today. I sucked. Well, occasionally you have one of those days in radio.
Yep.
You know, and I think we both left after the first segment thinking, this sucked.
You know, the show wasn't good. I was pushing the buttons. They weren't working. Wrong audio was playing. Music
I was upset
firing.
At the
you
world.
Were upset. You had one of your anger moments. And then instead of me sort of relaxing the show and leading it in a better direction, I got angry at you. Bottom line, just didn't work. Didn't work. We're going to move on from it. It's all good. Life goes on. Outside the box, the email.
Outside the box with Mike and Leon at gmail.com. Or you can use the shorter OTB.
Yeah, you know me.
OTB with Mike and Leon at gmail.com. Also, make sure to check us out on Facebook at Outside the Box. You can search for that. Or check us out on Twitter at OTB with Mike Leon. And of course, you can always find the podcast online at CVillePodcast.com, courtesy of our good friend Sean Tubbs. He pays for our bandwidth, Michael.
Yes. We have a band.
Bandwidth.
I don't know this internet stuff. If you, on Facebook, Let's say you get 10 likes from your friends. We'll mention your name on the program.
You know, and actually, and I should have consulted with you for this, but I'm going to one up that a little bit. I'm going to spring something on you right here.
You're
the OTB first.
Let's hear it. Scare
right
me.
Here on the program.
What?
We just now go. Have 100 and I think 35 likes.
Wow.
Facebook, which is fantastic. We're three off our actual show, The Best Seat in the House.
135. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good considering that we've only mentioned this via word of mouth and told our friends and you guys have told people and advanced it on. That's great. And continue to do that. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you an opportunity to step your game up a little bit.
Uh-oh. You're making me nervous.
The big cat here is going to reach into his wallet.
All right,
a little
Donovan
bit to,
McNabb. The big... What?
Well, Micah used to call me the big cat.
Oh, God.
The big cat's going to reach into his wallet here a little bit and reward you. Here on
what are you
going to
give dollar
Michael
bills?
No.
What are you doing?
So now, you're
going to spend money at Papa's Brothers Steakhouse? What are you doing?
We have 135 likes. I want to see 300.
Okay. That'd
I
want be
to
cool.
see, tomorrow's October 1st. I want to see 300 by the end of the month, by the end of October.
Yeah, and what happens? What happens, Dad? What do we get?
So
ooh.
If you get us to 300, and just keep by doing that, spread the word to your friends, send them the link, tell them to like it, your coworkers, family, whatever.
You're driving me crazy.
If you get us 300, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate.
Oh,
$10.
Oh wow.
Hey.
Wow, what a great
radio
rule.
We work in radio. That's like 8/10 of our salary.
Hey.
We'll give you a $10 gift certificate to you, the referrer, and the 300th person. To the restaurant.
Well, where's the gift certificate to?
The restaurant of their choice.
So basically you're going to give them a $10 bill.
Well, pretty much. Hey, you get 10 bucks for doing nothing. You get 10 bucks for saying, hey,
if they live out of the Charlottesville area.
Let's say we
have a listener in Belgium.
Which we do. We still have.
Do you know how much it's going to cost you just to get that $10 bill sent?
I will be more than happy to send that to Belgium.
Well, we have 135?
Yeah.
That's not terrible.
Let's get to 300. We'll give you the referrer. What do you call it? Is that the referrer?
It's the referbinate.
I like that word. I don't think it's in Webster's, but I like it.
Yeah.
We'll give you the referbinate a $10 gift certificate. And the person that is the lucky 300th like.
Right.
We'll give that to you as
well. And then they'll get the refurberation.
Yeah. My call, though, if I was you, I think I would take that 10 bucks and go to Taco Bell. Because while you would probably die afterwards, you can take $10 and go to Taco Bell, and you could feed a small African village.
Yes, but see, the thing, Leon, is most people have common sense and don't enjoy their afternoon on the toilet and probably won't do it.
Okay, well, then you can do Mickey D's. That's 10 That's 10 small fries there.
Ugh. I had McDonald's at like 3 in the morning the other day.
That's never a good call.
Oh, my. I still feel it.
Really?
I still feel it. All I wanted to do yesterday was go to the gym and run. Like, it was driving me nuts thinking about that McDonald's sitting in my stomach. It was killing me. I don't even know if it was that bad because I had a chicken sandwich. I mean, but at 3 in the morning,
now,
that's never good.
You're a weird guy when it comes to going to fast food places. Now, I've been to fast food places with you.
Why? Because I only get, like chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, because you'll get a chicken sandwich. Now, why is that?
I don't like – I'm not a big condiment guy.
Yeah.
I don't like tomatoes, onions. I hate mayonnaise. Hate mayonnaise. Disgusting.
You're the second
right
mayonnaise
on Facebook.
Hater.
No, I bet you we get tons of Facebook haters. We get Facebook lovers, but we get a lot of mayonnaise haters.
Really?
I bet you that after this program or right now you go on your Facebook page that there are more people that say they dislike mayonnaise than like it.
I can't believe it. I love mayo, which is funny because you ever seen that awful movie Undercover Brother?
Yes.
There was like a whole, remember the whole premise with that was like black people don't like mayo?
Really?
Remember that was a whole like
I don't remember.
Running
I
joke
vaguely,
in the movie. I'm a black guy. I love mayo. I love hot sauce. I keep that stereotype up, which is in that movie. But I love mayo. When I go to Subway, you should see how much mayo I get on
No,
my
I
salad.
Have seen it. It's disgusting.
Like,
it makes me cringe.
I like a wet sandwich.
I do too, but I like it with a nice oil and vinegar base.
Mm.
A little vinaigrette. But, so, I bet you on Facebook now we get more people that dislike it.
All right, we're right on our wall. Tell us, do you like mayo or do you hate the mayo? I think there's mayo in so much stuff. How can you not like mayo?
Because when I put it in my mouth, I don't like what it tastes like.
Well,
don't even.
I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Thank you.
Well, you don't like that. You're also the same guy that's, you claim to have never had a Big Mac.
Never had a Big Mac.
How is this possible?
Never had one. I've had chicken sandwiches from McDonald's plenty.
What are you, 27?
27, yeah.
You lived
turning
in,
28 in May.
In the United States of America for 27 years, how have you not had a Big Mac?
Because every time I go to a fast food place, I would always get a chicken sandwich. Even when I was a kid, always liked chicken sandwiches.
It's like a slice of Americana.
Because
if you just got off a boat from like Estonia and you wanted to become an American citizen, you wanted to feel what it was like to be an American. I feel like that's on your bucket list.
Because
like
I'm not a Big Mac. I'm not a condiment guy. I like tomatoes and lettuce, but I don't like it from fast food places because I think it's not that good. So I don't want to be like, I'm going to get a burger, leave off the tomato, mayonnaise, pickles, lettuce, onions. It's like, well, what's the at that point?
But it's your call. Then have it your way, Bubba. I know that's Burger King, but have it your way.
I just don't want to have that.
My girlfriend
is
the same way. She'll get it, and she'll take everything off of it.
Yeah, I just get it plain.
My thing is, just get it without. And she, I don't want to bother.
No. The problem is, and it has nothing to do with bothering them. I would say half the time they will get the order wrong. I cannot tell you how many times I've said, I will have a spicy chicken sandwich. This is Wendy's.
Right.
I'll have a spicy chicken sandwich, plain. All I want is the chicken and the bun. I want a slab of chicken with the bread. I don't want anything else. I'll get there. You got it. There'll be cheese on it. There'll be a pit. What are you thinking? I said I want the chicken and I want the bun. Why is there something else? No. I want to go in there one time and be like, excuse me. I said I wanted it plain with the chicken and the bun. Is there a reason there's other things? What is this? Oh, we thought you meant you. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. What is there to misunderstand?
Now, are you the guy that goes back and do you say, hey, look at this sandwich. You open it up. I got all this crap on here. All I wanted was chicken and bun.
Yes. And you know why?
Or do you just take it?
I go back.
Okay.
If I'm in the drive-thru, not as much. But if I were to walk in, and I'll tell you why, Leon, I'm paying money for it. If I'm going to spend $6 on some crappy sandwich, I might as well get what I want. I mean,
yeah,
I don't want to spend $6 and then be like, oh, I have to eat this. At least I want what I want to enjoy.
Oh, without a doubt. You're paying them. That's what cracks me up when my girlfriend does this. She's like, well, I don't want to bother them. They're busy. They wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for you going
there.
Sure,
sure.
It's like, but usually I'm not the kind of guy that goes back. You know me, I'm pretty passive. Like if we go to the restaurant together and the service is kind of slow, you're the guy that's kind of like on the way there, and I'm just kind of like, I just won't go back here again or whatever.
Right.
But the other day I actually went back because they forgot something.
Where'd you go?
We went through McDonald's. All I want was nuggets. That's all I wanted. It's an order of nuggets. Yeah, two orders of nuggets. I get one.
Well, that's a problem because then you spent money.
Yeah, and then
you want to get
it.
What you deserve.
So I had to go back in and get it. And they're like, oh, you want it too? And I'm like, yeah. And it's just like sitting there. They
right.
had it like off to the side with everything else. Someone just forgot to put it in the bag. Like, how do you look at the ticket and you go, huh, two orders of nuggets and you put one in?
One of our OTB fans, and I work with this guy, I have a part-time job at the Newsplex, the TV station, Brantley Ussery. He does the weather.
Oh,
fantastic job.
Yeah.
He does the weather. He told me when he was in high school, he had a part-time job at McDonald's. And we started trading he just started telling me the stories about his time at McDonald's.
Uh-oh.
He says, and we'll have to call him and ask him to come on the program. He said one time someone got ordered chicken nuggets and asked for 8 sauces for one four order. One four-piece.
They have an eclectic palate.
And he's like, I'm sorry, I can't give you 8. And they also ordered a milkshake. She took the milkshake and chucked it at him. We need to interview him about that.
I've seen that happen before, actually. There's a Tasty Freeze or whatever back in my town, back home.
Mm-hmm.
There was these two girls in high school that didn't like each other. And one of them showed up and confronted her at work, which is always a very classy thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they got into a whole thing. And this girl threw a milkshake through the drive-through window in on her.
Now, real quickly, before we get to a restaurant that's probably a little bit nicer than McDonald's and Wendy's and Tasty Freeze, I do want to shout out to Philip Yim. I write on this kid's wall this time of year just to piss him off about the Yankees. He's a diehard Yankee fan.
Right.
I wrote on his wall, your pitching staff looks good, because they don't. Then he made a comment about the Mets, because they suck.
Oh,
so I was like, all right, you got me on that. But then he wrote that he enjoys our podcast.
Oh, well, nice.
So anytime someone says something nice, we're going to promote it because, one, it makes us feel good about ourselves. Two, it'll Well, that's it. It's nice knowing that people actually enjoy this, that we're not just hitting download 72 times and yeah. we're actually getting downloads and not me just clicking the computer repeatedly.
I will say, too, on our Facebook wall, Brian wrote, because last week I was talking about how I would rather get bitten by a crab than watch How I Met Your Mother.
Sure, sure. And I see on your body you have a lot of red marks.
Well, you know, or that, what's that other god-awful CBS show? I forgot. What is it? Two and a Half Men, maybe?
Was Two and a Half Men?
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Two and a Half Men guy.
Brian says he went to OBX and he's seen those shows and he would take watching the shows. Brian, I got to disagree. I'm going with the crab.
Mike, we're
going to
bring crab.
You bring it in and you put that show on this TV that's sitting here to my left. I will let that crab bite me all day long.
Well, I'm going
to
get
be subjected to 5 minutes of that TV show.
I'm going to get you crabs, but it might not be the way you thought.
Are we going to Vegas?
All right. Well, not to Vegas, but let's go to Texas. Papa Brothers. Am I saying the name of this restaurant right?
I think it's Papa's. I'm not sure.
Papa's Bros. It looks like a fancy schmancy steakhouse, like your Ruth Chris, your Palms of the world.
Palms.
You don't even know this stuff. I'm so
you're a little out of the big cat's bank account here.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. If you're our 1,000th member, we'll take you out for a nice dinner at Burger King from Leon.
Man.
Now, you tell the story. This is about the Dallas Cowboys, which I haven't heard, is a football team, if people don't know. That's football.
Yeah, for the guy that's listening in Belgium.
Yeah, that's football. Football team. I don't know what this is. It's a Dallas Cowboy. Go.
What language was that?
That was Belgianese. Belgianese.
All right, well, reset the story. Back during training camp, there was a whole scuttlebutt about Cowboys receiver Dez Bryant. He's a rookie. And, you know, if you're a rookie in sports, you get hazed. You
right.
know? And... Roy Williams, veteran wide receiver for the Cowboys, wanted Dez Bryant to carry his shoulder pads off the field. Bryant refused and said that he wasn't there to carry pads and do this sort of things. And
hold on 1 second. Or just say what happened. Oh, there we go.
Well,
I gotta get better at this control stuff. How much time, Dave? I don't know.
That was funny. I'm in the middle of this story. Mike goes, hold on a second. And we see our boss come walking in, so we're thinking, oh, crap, we're getting kicked out of the studio.
You got to
stop when the big guy comes walking
sure,
by.
Sure, that's the rules.
And he just wanted to chat with us for a few minutes.
Tell us that one of our former interns who did a great job for us, she was here to say hello.
She was back in the house to visit and say hello.
I like how he goes, you're doing your outside the box thingy.
No, he's like, you're doing your box thingy?
And I was like, yeah, doing the box thingy.
We're wasting our boss's time and money right now.
Oh, geez, exactly. I'm like, there's nothing else to do. this is awkward. All right. Anyway, Papa Bros. Steakhouse.
Anyway, so
Dallas Cowboys.
Dez Bryant refused to carry the pads. There was some scuttlebutt about it. He later said, you know, I didn't know that this was part of what takes place. And, you know, I wasn't trying to be a distraction, whatever. Well, Roy Williams, the wide receiver, went out to dinner with Dez Bryant. Apparently some more Cowboys went. And they went to this restaurant, Papa's Brothers in Dallas, which looks from the website and the menu looks like a really nice place. And, Mike, they racked up $54,800 and some odd. Let's just say a $55,000 tab. How in the hell do you spend $55,000 in a restaurant? And there's been lots of people criticizing, they're showing off how much money they make. This isn't good with the way our economy is right now, and the NFL maybe going on strike next year.
Sure,
all this stuff. But my thing is, it's their money; they can do what they want. But the bigger thing is, it's $55,000. How do you get that much money at a restaurant? I mean, we're looking at the menu, Mike, and it's expensive, but it's not like
First, I want to read Bryant. This is from a few months back. Agreed to a deal that guarantees him at least $8.3 million. His base salary this season is $320,000, but he got a $1.95 million signing bonus and gets another $570,000 roster bonus during camp. So, I mean, that's a lot of money. Still, you shouldn't be having that kind of dinner. I don't know. I think he went out with a couple of his buds. I think I don't know personally, Dez. My guess is he likes alcohol. I don't personally know him.
Even on
but
alcohol,
look at this. You can get the chilled seafood tower is $98.95. It doesn't even have on here the Kobe beef. Kobe beef can cost $200.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, it's like raw beef
really
you can eat.
cut of beef, but $200?
Yeah, no, it can cost. So I could guess, see how you would have to go out of your way. I would figure more like at the $7,000 to $10,000 range.
Yeah, you know, if someone said a professional athlete went out and they brought, they apparently there were some defensive linemen that came to, and you know, the big uglies, they like to eat the guys on the offensive line and the defensive lines. But you know, if someone said, yeah, a professional athlete went out and they dropped a lot of money at a restaurant, I could see, like you said, $5,000 to $7,000, maybe on a good night. $10,000.
Maybe
well, on the good night. You got some champagne in the back or something that's not on the menu. Maybe on the good night, $10,000.
Well, you know that they went to the bar. They had a nice time at the bar. They got a few Kobe beefs. These are big dudes. I want to know, Liam, what they tipped. What do you tip? 10% is $5,500.
Come on, Q's.
So your 15%. 10% is $5,500, so half of that is like $7,750 is your tip.
So if you're dropping 20%, that's like...
Shit. 20% would be like $10,000.
So you're dropping $10,000. And look...
Do you want to call them and ask what they tip?
Yeah, we should call and ask what they tip.
You have to remember, this is in Texas. This is in Dallas. It's 11:20 as we're recording this hour time. This is a steakhouse dinner restaurant place. So,
maybe
if they answer
open,
the phone,
maybe they're not.
I'm not sure, but let's give this a call. Now, this is the right number on here,
yes,
Leon?
Yes, this is the right number.
All
right.
Weren't we supposed to, like, beep that so you don't know the number?
Well, you can't pick that up from the dial tone.
Could be some, but like, okay. Are you talking or me?
I'll take this.
I'm nervous.
I'll take this.
Go Giants.
Thank you for calling Pappas Brothers Steakhouse. Samantha speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, Samantha. Hi. This is Leon from the radio
Hello?
Show. Hi, yes. Hi, Samantha. This is Leon from the radio show Outside the Box.
Okay.
And I had a question. Obviously, you guys have been in the news with you know, the whole Dez Bryant thing. And the,
okay, I'm going to let you talk to Amy Robinson. One moment, please.
All right, thanks.
Oh my! Sorry, I had you in the wrong.
She didn't seem too happy there.
I think Amy Robinson's been getting a lot of phone calls lately.
Thank you for holding. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. Good morning. This is Leon from the radio show Outside the Box. How are you?
I'm good, Leon. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. I had a question. You know, I know you guys have been in the news a lot. I'm sure your phone's been very busy with this whole Dez Bryant thing.
You are correct.
And, you know, I just kind of want to know, we were talking about this, like, on a $55,000 tab, what kind of tip is expected on that kind of a tab?
Well, unfortunately, you're not going to like this answer, but this is a Pappas internal issue that we deal with all of our guests, whether it be celebrities or not.
Yeah.
We do not release any of the information on how they tip in regards to gratuity, what they order, or what
That's
their
fair.
Total bill was. And it's not that it's this particular case. It's as a whole.
Sure. Right.
It's as a whole. So it's an internal procedure that we follow, and frankly, for the to protect our guests and really to protect their privacy, which is why they dine with us, we don't. We're not able to comment on what the tip was.
You might not be able to answer this, but I'm just curious. Do you know how many players showed up?
I do know how many players, yes. Yeah.
Are you allowed to answer that one?
Well, I will speak to that. We do the defensive and the offensive dinners, and we've done them for several years.
Right.
This happened to be the offensive dinner, the offense was all here. So.
Wow, cool. And how much is the Kobe beef? It's my favorite. It's my favorite food.
Market rate. Just a sec, we'll check for you. Literally, it's market to market.
Oh, I understand. Okay. No, we understand completely.
We understand. Last couple things here, Amy. Before we let you go, you know, also obviously. There's been, you know, everyone's been talking about your restaurant in the news and stuff like that. And, of course, you know, this is probably the best advertising you guys could ever get, right?
Well, again, we're proud supporters of the Cowboys, and we work with them a lot. So while we appreciate the story, again, we're also wish to protect the Cowboys as well.
Sure.
They're clients of ours. So I can't speak to quite frankly, whether it's good publicity or not, it's they're clients of ours.
Well, Amy, hey, thank you so much for answering some questions for us. And hey,
and I'm curious as to why you asked about the Kobe beef, though. It's interesting because that's not to say they ordered Kobe beef.
Oh, I know.
So I'm just curious as to why you asked Kobe beef.
Looking at the menu, the price wasn't there, so I was just kind of curious. And it's my favorite dish, so
yeah.
I'm
well,
always
no,
just...
and the reason it's not there because it's market value,
right.
And it fluctuates from day to day, week to week, month to month.
Exactly.
So depending on our average cuts of beef, if you want to know that, is anywhere from $35.95 for whether it be the ribeye or all the way up to about $45. All of our items are a la carte.
Gotcha. Sounds
good.
And would you just say 78 per pound?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this Kobe's $78.95 right now per 6 ounce.
Gotcha.
Awesome. Well, Amy, thank you so much. And you know, if we're ever in the Dallas area, we're certainly going to come into Papa's Brothers because I got to tell you, the menu looks great. The website looks great. It seems like
coming for the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, we'll see if we get some press
passes. Well, he's a Redskins fan, so he probably won't.
We
be
don't
there.
Want him here then.
No, you know, he's wearing his Redskins shirt, and I actually have my New York Giants hat. But there are no Eagles people in here, so you don't have to worry about
well,
that.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The Eagles fans support Papa's Brothers very much. When they play, quite frankly, we see a lot of Eagles jerseys on the Saturday night prior to the game,
right.
And also when we play Monday night.
Are there a good chunk of Giant fans that will come?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Giants fans are, we've seen a lot of them. We've seen a lot of New England Patriot fans.
Oh, we don't need them.
A lot of Charger fans come in. It's interesting with you saying, and I'm sorry I didn't catch your name, but the Redskin fan in the group.
Yeah, you don't need to know his name anyway.
The game that we actually should have won and did not.
Correct.
It's no great secret that, you know, the Dallas media and such has somewhat picked on Roy Williams for his ability to catch or not catch certain passes.
Right.
And I was just heartbroken that he should have won, caught that game-winning touchdown. It just... I still can't believe that.
Does Mark Cuban come to your place a lot?
We see Mr. Cuban, yes. I've not seen him often this summer.
Right.
But we're just gearing up for basketball season, and we actually do the Brady James radio show.
Cool.
Every Monday night here, and Ben and Skin, who are sports talk guys for ESPN, Ben is a huge supporter of Mr. Cuban and has Mr. Cuban on the radio a lot.
Very nice. Well, thanks, Amy. We appreciate your time. And,
you're welcome.
We'll talk
to you
later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, that interview was going well. She just kept going.
She just kept going. She wanted to plug that product.
Oh, man.
You know, I am surprised that we got through to her. I imagine her phone's probably been ringing off the hook.
I bet.
I know she couldn't speak with the advertising, but could you imagine? I mean, if I'm sitting there and I'm a celebrity and I'm, you know, got some money to blow, I want to go to this place and see how they dropped $55K in there because I want to see maybe if I can drop something.
Leon, I am so hungry. And what we should do also is... let's add on our Facebook page a link to their restaurant.
Oh, certainly.
So people
certainly.
Can check out
this menu. If you're
check
in Dallas and you want to go to Papa's Bros, maybe you want to drop $70K.
All right, let's take a break. Now, did you want to call restaurants locally in the area and see what they would say?
Yeah.
Certainly. All right, so we're going to take a break. We can get those phones connected up again. Mayonnaise, it's the worst thing in the world. I guarantee you Papa's Brothers does not have mayonnaise on any of this luxurious beauties I'm staring at of the salmon trio. You think there's mayonnaise on that? Hodgepodge. By the way, the Kobe beef, $80 for a 6 ounce steak. 6 ounce.
That's like petite, right? That's
yes.
Yeah.
The smallest filet mignon is 8 ounce. 6 ounces for $80. Your porterhouse is 26 ounces for $45. So multiply the Kobe by four and a half. You're looking at a $350 to $400 steak.
I think if I'm going...
Told you. It's possible.
I think if I'm going to Papa's Bros, I'm sticking with the $7.95 steak fries.
Do you even know what those are?
They're steak fries. They're like... they almost.
You know
like,
it's not steak.
I know that.
I thought you would think it was steak that's a french fry.
They're like the nice, thick french fries. I like
that's
those.
All you would get?
Well, I mean, yeah, some of us, Michael, a little bit closer to the common man in terms of our spending.
If I gave you $50, that's all you would get?
I'd probably buy some beers.
Okay, you're disgusting. Outside the box. We'll be right back with some phone calls.
welcome back to Outside the Box. We just got off the phone with Amy from Papa Bros Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas. The $54,000 bill from, what's his name, Dex Bryant?
Dez Bryant. Come on, Dexter. You work in sports.
I know. I forgot his name. I'm sorry. I know. He's on your fantasy.
I love the little dig at the Cowboys, the Redskins that she had, too.
Oh, it was great. What did I say?
We don't want him here. Whatever.
It's become clear to me that Cowboys and Redskins are the biggest hate. You know, Dallas doesn't hate Giants and Eagles as much.
I think Eagles-Giants is more hatred. I think there's just hatred in general between Philadelphia and New York, right?
Yes, I don't think it's that.
I mean, what, Rangers, Flyers, Mets, Phils,
yeah.
Sixers, Knicks.
Yeah, a little bit. Giants, Eagles is the most. Two. I think Rangers, Flyers is a big one, too.
Yeah.
I don't think Knicks, Sixers really ever took off. And Mets, Phillies, well, the Phillies just own the Mets. Hates to say it. Wow. All right, Leon, so you want to make some phone calls?
Yeah, certainly.
All right, we got four restaurants. We got Aunt Sarah's, Pancake House, Cheeseburger in Paradise, which is probably a bad idea. Applebee's and Asian Express,
yeah,
which is Chinese
restaurant.
I'll
leave that one off,
actually. Okay, let's leave that. We love you, though. Yeah. 6 to 8 Thursdays. Okay, which one do you want to start with? Asian Express, Applebee's, or Aunt Sarah's Pancake House?
You know, I gotta see what the
you
Asian
would have
Express
to be
has.
Beyond. How could you spend $55,000 at Asian Express for bad
two
Chinese
words.
Food that's $6?
Albert Hainsworth.
Oh,
two words.
So we do an Asian Express.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to blow your ear.
That's funny. It's like four people.
Oh, God. This is going to be... You doing this or me?
I'll do it.
I feel like you've done this before as a teenager.
I used to prank phone call a lot.
You're just a natural at this.
No.
Asian Express, can you help, please?
Yeah.
Asian Express, can you help, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Wow, there's phone calls all over.
Thanks, Roland. Here it is, Sean. All right, how can I help you?
I had a question. This is Leon from the radio show Outside the Box.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you're familiar, there's a steakhouse in Dallas called Papa's Brothers, and they recently had a $55,000 tab there. So we were just trying to figure out, you know, have you guys ever seen a tab this large at your restaurant, or what's the largest tab you guys have ever seen?
No, that was because of the football team, Dallas Cowboys football team.
Yeah, certainly. But what's the largest tab that you can remember someone racking up at your establishment?
I don't think we've ever had anything over, 500 before.
500? That's still pretty good.
Yeah.
If there's a tab, let's say someone came in and spent $7,000 or $8,000, what kind of tip do you expect someone to leave on that sort of a bill?
I have no idea, man. It should be like over 20%.
So if someone came in and spent $8,000 and only gave you like $100, that's probably a slap in the face, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Thanks, man.
All right, see ya.
Why in your right mind would you spend $500?
How could you spend $500 at a Chinese restaurant?
I don't know. That's pretty gross.
That's a lot of MSG.
All right. Okay. Well, if you had real Chinese food, it wouldn't be in there. All right. I'll call. Let's call Aunt Sarah's Pancake House.
I could eat a mess of pancakes right now, too. I'm very hungry.
By the way, if the person that answers is under 80, I'd be surprised. And I love how you say your name like people know the radio show too. It's cute.
Hey. ABC, always be closing. Actually, doesn't pertain here.
Thank you for calling Aunt Sarah. Sammy speaking.
Hey, this is Mike Paseglia and Leon Oliver. We're with Outside the Box radio program.
Yes, sir.
We were reading about Papa Brothers in Dallas had a bill of $54,000. We were curious to know if there was I assume not $54,000 in pancakes, but the highest bill that your establishment has ever seen.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on just one moment. I'll let you speak with the manager. He can answer that one.
Sure. People are more into this than I thought.
Yeah. I can. It's a gentleman on the line from Out of the Box Radio.
Yeah, this is Ken. Can I help you?
Yeah, we're with the radio program Outside the Box, and we were reading about Papa Brothers in Dallas that had a $54,000 bill. We're curious, just the highest for your pancake house, Aunt Sarah's, of a bill.
Wait a minute, I can't. Let me get back here where I can hear you. I heard some of that, but I couldn't hear all of it. You say, what do you want to know?
The largest bill that your establishment's seen. There was a $54,000 bill in Dallas.
Bill for an order from a table?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, what's the largest we've ever seen?
Sure.
Oh, God, I don't know. I guess since I've been here, I've had one check as high as probably $700 or $800.
But how large was that group?
Probably about, let's see, probably about 80 people.
Wow.
How many pancakes does that roughly equate to?
Well, if it was pancakes, it's 3 per order. That'd be 240.
That's a lot of pancakes. So if someone comes in and you know, I don't think you can get the 54,000 in there, but let's say someone comes in and spends like $1,000 in your establishment. What kind of tip do you expect? Do you still expect like the 20%, or is there like a cap? Let's say you spent $5,000. Are you still expected to leave the 20%?
Well, yeah. I mean, big parties, usually they do. 20%, if you come in and your bill's $1,000, that's a $200 tip.
That's not bad.
I like it. You got it down to a science, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Now, here, do you want to maybe call like a nice restaurant and see if there's anything that ever got close to it?
You just insulted that man. He's working so hard to make his pancake house the best he could go to. And you just say, you want to call a nice restaurant? Like, you just, that could be the Taj Mahal of pancake houses, Michael.
I've been there. Have you been there?
I've been there, actually. The pancakes are quite good.
Yes, they're good pancakes.
The median age of everyone in there is
about
76.
I meant a restaurant equivalent to this. This right here.
Okay.
Do you want to call?
You're holding it up like everyone can see.
No,
that.
I wanted them to hear the flap. I meant, do you want to call like a fancy schmancy restaurant?
No, one of the Bisseglia restaurants, sure.
It's the Brissegs. All right, well, I'll call.
This is fascinating radio.
I'm going to call Applebee's, and then I'm going to Google a nicer restaurant. I'm thinking about, should we do something in Washington to rival it, to see if there's like a rival of the Dallas place.
Call Google Ruth Chris.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to call Applebee's in the meantime.
Can you do two things at once? Are you that skilled?
No. So let's just do one thing at a time. All right, here's Applebee's.
You get a monkey with a bottle of gin and he can run this board better than you, Michael.
That's just not nice. Okay, stop. Do you have gin?
I know, I wish I did, actually.
Do you have a monkey?
If I had a monkey, you think I'd be here right now?
You're a strange guy.
Not as strange as some people in this building.
Callahan. I need a 20 on Callahan.
This is Applebee's. Not Fridays.
Thank you for calling Applebee's on Pantops. Tierra, how can I help you?
Hi, Tierra. This is Leon from the radio show Outside the Box. I had a question for you guys. There was a restaurant in Dallas, Texas, recently had a customer rack up a $55,000 tab. I was wondering, what's the largest tab you guys have ever seen in your place?
You mean lately?
I mean, just in general. Yeah.
God, I'd have to give you to the manager for that one.
Okay, sure.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
All right, I found Ruth Chris in Washington.
All right.
No, I didn't. I think they hung up on us.
No, I think they transferred. They just don't have the nice hold music. The muzak, you know? It's like listening to doctor's office music.
No, I think we were hung up on.
Really? I don't hear any doubt, though. We weren't hung up on.
No, maybe not.
They just don't have hold music. I don't like places that don't have hold music.
Do you want me to play some for us?
No, not at all.
We can play some. Well, hold on.
Well, the guy gets on the phone. He doesn't.
No, I'll play. And then when
we're going to give him our hold music.
Well, yeah. I mean, there should be music here. Never mind.
Hello? No, they actually hung up.
This is the whole music.
That song is awful.
I was trying to find the quickest thing I could for music. All right.
How rude is that?
Let's just call the DC place, Leon, and then I think OTB calls it a day.
How rude is that, by the way?
That was kind of rude. All right. Here we go.
We're serving the public here, Michael.
I got to turn the music off. It's still there.
Yeah, you should do that. It wasn't a good song.
How do I hear it?
As I fix the problem, reaching over the
morning.
Fix.
Morning. Thank you for calling. My tree stand is speaking. Let me help you.
Hi, yes. This is Leon from the radio show Outside the Box. And I actually had a question for you guys. You know, I'm not sure if you're aware, there was a steakhouse in Dallas that recently had a patron rack up a $55,000 tab. Just wondering, what's the largest tab you guys can ever remember someone, compiling in your steakhouse?
Okay, let me talk to my GM, okay?
All right.
One moment.
Well, nice job lying.
Yeah, we're not.
Well, you're not on the radio. Yeah. You're on the internet. That sounds terrible.
Semantics.
Here's the music.
This is classy.
No time to hold for a reservation.
No.
You trying to find out which steakhouse it was?
No. Well, we know the steakhouse in Dallas where they racked up a $55,000 tab. We were just wondering, what's the largest tab that you guys have ever seen in your place?
I'm fairly new here. I've only been here a couple of months, so I can't answer that question. I'm from Florida. I'm Jacksonville. And the largest one we ever saw was about $14,000, which was also a rookie dinner.
Which team?
Jaguars.
Jaguars.
So $14,000, is when someone racks up a bill that large, is it mainly food, or is there a lot of alcohol involved, or?
Both.
I mean, it could go all over the place. It's, it kind of depends on, what's going on. There's a fair amount of expensive wine and high-end cognacs and that sort of thing. I mean, it's a fun thing to get together, and the idea is to spend the rookies' money. So they find wines, they'll get expensive wines and expensive cognacs, and they may not even drink them, but they'll order them, and then they'll get lobsters in porterhouses and.
Certainly, yeah. Well, one last question here. We were just trying to call some of the establishments and find out different things. On that kind of tab, is it expected still to leave, the 20%, or is there like a cap? If you go over, let's say, $14,000, $15,000, is there like
we leave that entirely up to the guest. We don't get involved in that. So that's between the guest and the service staff. We don't get involved in that.
All right.
In our operation, we don't get involved, so I can't answer that question.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And it's a great place, and we'll continue to stop in there as well.
Well, we appreciate that.
Oh, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, luckily, this show's not big enough where he's going to hear it.
No.
Although, be a fan of Outside the Box. Nicely done, Leon.
Well,
I have to say, by far, the people most... into the interview, Papa's Brothers, Papa John's, whatever they're called.
Whatever it's called. Well, last few minutes.
Oh, here. I just thought of an idea. We should call Papa John's and say we heard that your restaurant gave out $55,000.
I think that's called slander, Michael.
Okay. Well,
I think you'll be sued, Michael.
Anyway, Leon, another fantastic Outside the Box. I'm glad we did not choke each other.
No.
This went on well.
Always a good thing. I sent some cease and desist letters probably coming our way soon.
Mayonnaise. Like it or hate it.
Like it or hate it, right on the wall. Tell us what you think. I gotta believe there's more mayo lovers than mayo haters.
Nah, no way. People are not going to like mayonnaise.
Why?
It's because it's gross.
I don't understand. It's just not possible. I'll leave you with this final thought on our theme of food today.
Go ahead.
Former Virginia soccer player Leko Eskandarian played Major League Soccer. He's now an assistant coach with the Virginia soccer program.
Okay.
He tweeted the other day. He's never had peanut butter in his entire life.
I eat peanut butter every day of my life.
Oh, I know. I've seen you eat jars of peanut butter.
I have peanut butter lollipops on a spoon. Peanut butter lollipops.
How do you not eat? How do you go through life and not have peanut butter? Unless there's an allergy or something, which you didn't say. But how do you not have peanut butter?
It's Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Check it out. Promote it. Tell your friends. 300th. You get the 300th like. Leon will give you $10. So you can go to a
restaurant of your choice, and maybe you can go to Papa's Brothers, and you'll only have to spend $14,990.
See you next week, everybody.
Callahan. I need a 20 on Callahan.
Corner!